mean, okay, mm-hmm. was it April 10th, 1985? Mm-hmm. Interview with Tonton Frisner on the subject of tourist drums. Okay, first of all, I want to know, why do Haitian people make tourist drums? And some of these questions may seem a little silly, but, you know, but you usually tell me good things. So, why do Haitians make tourist drums?
So, the Haitians make tourist drums, you know, to sell to tourists. Mm-hmm. They don't make it to sell to Haitian people. Mm-hmm. But, and for the Haitians live in New York, you know, for a long time, you know, and their friend go back to Haiti, and they can buy, you know, one tourist drum and to bring, you know, back to them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why, you know, some Haitians got it in their house. And they got it in their house, they don't have it for to play. Mm-hmm. They got it seem like
flowers.
You know, mm-hmm. gift, you know.
Yeah.
And to put them there.
Decoration.
But you know, but the drum, the radar drum, but it's look like radar drum. You know, the tourist drum. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is, you know, the tourist drum, they take time to make it. They take time to put the skin in it. Mm-hmm. You know, but the tourist drum, they don't take, you know, time, you know, much time to make the skin in it. They put any kind of skin in it. Mm-hmm. You know, but radar drum, you got to put, you know, really, you know, cow skin, because you play it with the baguette.
When did they start to make tourist drums?
You know, time the tourists, you know, really, you know, come on Haiti, you know, so back
when,
and forth.
When was that?
Well, I don't know exactly when, but I think it's a long time ago.
Anton, do you remember?
I remember, you know, the tourist drum, but when somebody, you know, it is their profession, sometimes, you know, it's nobody nice. Drum, spirit can to do it for somebody, you know. It's just to make that tourist drum. Mm-hmm. It sell with the tourist, but it is not a nice drum.
Yeah. But have there always been tourist drums that you remember? Or did it just start sometime when you... Do you remember when it started, or did it start before you were born?
You do kill a tourist à la Haïti. Comment ça l'a été parce que nous disons c'est pour touristes, nous faisons tourist drum.
But
demandez là qui a.
I remember the tourists coming to Haiti to buy that drum. In 1940.
Really?
Yes, in 1940.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what makes a tourist drum different from a voodoo drum?
Because the voodoo drum, it is got a spirit with it.
Oh, wow, that's okay.
Uh-huh. Right, it's got a spirit mm-hmm. with it. The tourist drum, it's got nothing because kids some play with it. The voodoo drum spirit, got the kid never go play with it because it is very dangerous mm-hmm. with the spirit.
Yeah.
But you got a master woman can touch it. Mm-hmm. When you know master drummer, you can to play with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the way it's made, the way the drum is made? You know.
Okay. The way it's made, you know, to come to his drum, they got scissors. You know, some like you get the thing, you know, to cut. Mm. You know. Do some like skillet, you know, make some, you know, mass, you know, the way you see it over here on the table, mm-hmm. you know, you walk outside, you know, with the thing, you know, with the armor, mm-hmm. to make it look nice, mm-hmm. and for the tourists to buy it.
Okay, you know? Well.
But the radar drum, wheel radar drum, you play a voodoo ceremony, you don't do that, you know, you don't do that by hand, you just do that by the painting. You just paint in and put a veil.
Oh, sculpture, that's what the word you were saying, yeah.
You're right. Yeah. You know, but the tourist drum, you do, you know, sculpture. Uh-huh. You know? But that's why I don't make tourists, you know, you make it come to his drum. But then if he's a wheel rider drum, you know, you have to put it different way.
You paint it.
And paint it into verve, you put the name, you know the Ungan or the religion for who you make that set. Because you need the set. You see? Because the two-is drum, the two is just by one drum. One two-is drum. You know? But for a voodoo ceremony, for if you Ungan go buy it, Ungan is supposed to buy the set.
Yeah.
Set drum. You know, set
rada.
I
mean three.
Yeah, three.
They don't just buy one.
No.
Ah, okay, so that's another difference.
Yeah, right.
The tourist just buys one drum.
Just buy one.
Yeah.
Because two is, you know, coming with his kid or his daughter or his family, and he just want to buy them gift.
Yeah.
And they love the drum, and because they might musician, they play piano or they play organ, you know, whatever, you know, instrument they play.
Yeah.
But they see the drum is very nice, you know, about 80, because it got some pied palmiers, you know, like them, you know, and they, you know, by, you know, make by hand, and it's got some, you know, mass, you know, carnival mass, and that, and they really love it, and they buy it for gift. But for voodoo ceremony, you have to buy the set, you know.
That's
it. Tamisi Rada, you don't only buy bula. Because Rada said he's got the bula, and he got sego, and he got the mama. You know, but if you just buy a mama, you can play it, because you need the three people to play.
Yeah.
You know, same like you got something called asoto.
Yeah.
You know, asoto is a big tall
the
drum.
Tall,
yeah.
Right.
But this drum like that, tourists can buy it, you know, because tourists don't need it. But some tourists buy it too, but they just put it on big business they have, and if they have a hotel, and they put it on meter, same like photo meter.
Yeah.
You know, for, you know, people to look at it.
Yeah.
See, but it's big different, and tourists drum and and a rider. And drum for voodoo ceremony.
What about what the drum is made from? The kind of wood, you know.
But you can make it with any kind of wood.
Yeah.
You know, avocado.
Mangoes.
Mangoes, and you know, one tree called veritab.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, any kind of wood.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
But the special wood, you know, sometimes get a special wood too. But a special tree you can buy, you know, is a zaboka. You know, bon pied bois, one you fait la zaboka. One zaboka, one parce que you can fait la avec cajou tout.
Cajou and maodem.
Acajou.
Yeah, acajou. You know.
Cajou and maodem, you know. Which is nice wood.
Yeah, but any wood, any kind of wood.
For a tourist drum.
Yeah, for tourists. Okay, for tourist drum. For tourist drum, we can get veritab, you know, light.
Yeah.
You know, it's really light, because veritab is really light for tourists.
Not expensive.
You know, but you know, veritab is not heavy.
Yeah.
You know, because you got lal wood, you know, so heavy. You know, but you need some light wood to make tourists you can carry it by hand, you know, every place you want to go. But that's a problem
too.
It's your black suitcase.
That's another problem too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Yeah.
Because if you buy it heavy, same like, you know, the drum, you know, from Leogan, you know, I buy from, you know,
Steve.
For Steve, and, you know, but those kind of drum, you know, tourists can buy, because even the bula is heavy.
Yeah.
You know, because time you walk from, you know, two black, you know, with that hand, you're supposed to buy somebody, you know, hold that for you, you know. Some, we call some people to help you, to give you a hand with that. But if you get it with light wood, and you can put, you know, throw it away and your suitcase. But also, you know, the tourists, time they buy the drum, they really love it and hate it, they buy it.
Yeah.
But, and also, it's cheap too. You see, they buy it cheap, you know, that time.
How much?
You know, but if the tourists don't know, you can pay a lot of money on it. You know, if you don't know and if you don't speak, you know, patois, you know, because somebody's supposed to speak English with them, and to buy it from Tonto, and Tonto's supposed to speak Creole with the guy, and the guy speak English with the blanc, you know, but, you know, it's make money for Tonto, and he makes some money on Tonton too. Mm-hmm. The guy gonna speak with Tonton for Tonton, you know. But also the blanc, the tourist gonna pay them because he's bring them to buy the drum from Tonton. Uh-huh. You see, but he might cost them, you know, 3 times much, you know. Mm-hmm. he buy the drum.
Yeah.
You see.
Okay, now what I want to know is, let me see if this is, yeah, that's what we want. What makes this drum different from like a voodoo drum?
Because it is for tourists.
Okay.
Okay, now what is exactly?
Okay, exactly this one. Okay, the wood is no good.
It's no good.
Okay, the way they put the hole for the pig.
Yeah.
To pig get inside it.
Yeah.
Is no good either.
Uh-huh.
You see? But okay, also
for the Eskil tattoo, you know.
Eskil tattoo.
Eskil tattoo, you say?
Yeah, Eskil tattoo.
The Eskil tattoo, you know, because you take this wood, because you got to make ladder sign with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's better for the Eskil tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, it's no better, you know, for but nice going, you know, to the spirit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for the spirit, you just paint it. You don't need to do that with
and no, too, because it's heavy too, you can do that.
You know? But this one is light, right?
Well, it's little.
Yeah, it's light. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's light.
Uh-huh.
But also, the way the hole, you know, made. Uh-huh. How many holes you see got in there? 4 or 5?
Six.
I think 5.
Okay, 5,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
He's supposed to got 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In all router drums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have 6?
Yeah. Supposed to got 6.
Uh huh.
You see, because you have to tie that side and side. You see?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They have to be opposite ones.
Yeah, right.
This
yeah.
is two is one, which is
yeah,
one.
This is 2 drum and
whatever.
Yeah. They don't take.
Yeah.
You know, they just want, you know, want the skin stay in it.
Yeah.
But it's never tight.
And what happens?
You just buy it for nice.
Yeah.
But you say
it's no good.
What would happen if you played it?
If you play it,
you
know the drummer, you can put your hand in there any way you want, because you know the drummer.
Yeah.
You just want to boom, 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 boom.
But if you're a drummer, what happens?
And if you're the drummer, you don't buy it.
But what happens, though, if you're a drummer and you play it?
If you're the drummer, you play it, and you have to fix it.
Yeah.
You have to fix it.
And if you don't fix it, what happens?
Then if you don't fix it, you don't have no good sound.
You don't have a good sound. But do you break it?
No, you don't break it, because the way the you know, the skin gonna be on the drum and with the pick in it, you know, it never give you good sound.
It just doesn't give you a good
sound. Okay, it might give you good sound for 5 and 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes, it's down.
Yeah, down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to keep, but you have to break the skin, you know, with the pick, because you have to force them now.
Uh-huh, okay.
You know,
what about this face here? What
okay,
do you think
this face
that,
here.
That, what is that?
That's why they make it for you. They make it for tourists.
She's nice.
Yeah, they make it for tourists.
Because they think this is. Why?
They think because tourists gonna love it, you know, with to see the face on the drum.
And what is the face supposed to be?
You know, the face in my, you know, mean lal thing, you know, for the carnival, mess carnival, or it might, you know, be looking with people, you know, the Haitian people and, you know, whatever. But you just make it, you know, to make you seen you by some Haitian thing.
Why do you think that that tourists like that kind of face, though?
Yeah, because, you know, for me, you know, I don't know, you know, why they like it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I never buy a tourist drum.
Yeah.
I
just buy it, you know, for the monkey.
Yeah.
For the monkey?
For monkey,
yeah. You know something nice.
Tourists like that kind of
thing. Yeah,
oh, yeah. This I'm trying to get it.
Yeah, tourists do like it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, same like, okay, you got you thing, and you sneaker.
Yeah.
He's got some verve in it. Mm-hmm. But you love the verve.
Yeah.
You see? But it seems like, and if the people gonna make the drum, you know you love the verve better than the mask, and you put verve on the drum.
Yeah.
But you come in, you buy.
Yeah, you buy it because you love the verve. Because you love the verve.
You love mass.
And you buy it.
Mass.
And you love the mass and you say, okay, I'm going to put that in my house. And, you know, seem like, you know, you see a lot of people got daily picture. You know, seem like devil picture, seem like, okay, zombie picture, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they like it. Mm-hmm. You see? Because, okay, this kind of mass, mm-hmm. people make it, you know, on a piece of cardboard, you know, out the drum. And all the tourists buy it.
So
you know what I mean?
The experience is that the tourists like this kind of
thing. Yeah, right. You know, mm-hmm. that time, you know, that time I was in Haiti.
Yeah.
That time tourists, you know, will come because I was to play all of songs.
You talk about the tableau, you know. Somebody make the tableau, tourists come in to buy it.
Yeah.
But is take something with the tableau, is put it to the drone.
Yeah.
You know? Buy the drone,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It is better you buy drone, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, same like, okay, he got one tree in there too. He got this one, this fruit called anana.
The pine.
Pineapple, yeah.
Yeah, pineapple. You see, yeah. But people, you know, the tourists love pineapple, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the picture of pineapple.
He's buying
the and you see it on the drum. And he buy the drum just for that.
Yeah.
To put on his house.
And the drum also got his saying, you know, the saying.
Yeah.
And the pineapple, you know, the mask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people just put it on the house, you know, anytime, go boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
And that's it.
Or if you got a kid, you know, he's play with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can play with it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Have either of you ever made a tourist drum?
But you know, I never made tourist drum. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I buy it and to sell to tourists.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to play an hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I meet a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
But some tourists I used to meet.
Mm.
You know, they told me they need a drum.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what kind of drum you need? And if they told me they need a tourist drum, I said, okay, next week,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a friend of mine make it, you know, La Ville, you know, I go buy it for cheap. Because
mm-hmm.
they know I'm Haitian,
yeah.
You know, I can buy it for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And I charge the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the next time I see the tourists again in the hotel I'm playing, and I just sell it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one drum like that, I can sell it for $50.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
But it's like this kind of drum.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tourist drum.
You always sold them a drum like that. Did you ever sell a tourist a good drum?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, time I do solo drum with one good drum because the drum I play, it must be good and the tourists love it.
Uh-huh.
And I sell it to them. And now the tourists got a good deal.
Yeah.
Because he got a good drum.
Yeah.
You see, I just sell it to them, and next day I go buy another one.
So would you call that the drum, the good drum that you sold to the tourists?
Yeah, now
do you call that a tourist drum?
No, this drum I don't sell it to him like it's tourist drum.
Yeah.
I sell
because
it because
you think, yeah.
I sell it because he love it.
Yeah.
You know, he love it, and he gonna pay me for it.
So do you think that there are different kinds of tourists then?
Yeah. No. He's same. You know, same kind of. He's in same kind of tourist.
Yeah.
But he got a good deal because he pay me. He forced me, you know, a lot of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, you know, if he got buy that drum, maybe for $10-$15,
mm-hmm.
and the tourist say, okay, Frisney, after your solo drum, I'm going to give you $100 for that drum.
That much?
Yeah. You know, but you can beat that.
No.
You can tell this guy, okay, tomorrow I'm going to give you another one.
Yeah.
He might change his mind.
Yeah.
And you just give him right away.
Yeah.
Because you know what you do.
Yeah, you know time you sell it and you can buy 100 drum with that money.
Sure.
Yeah.
And also, you know how you good pay on the show you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just, even if this guy told you $50.
But why do you think that guy bought the drum from you at the show
mm-hmm.
and that he didn't just go out somewhere in the street and
no,
look for one?
Because, you know, this guy, he come and hate you, right?
Mm.
And he never see show.
Mm.
But the last time he see the show, and he's supposed to left Haiti next day.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And he see that drum on that night, seem like, okay, today is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy gonna leave Sunday morning.
Mm.
And he said, that's very important because I love, you know, your drum and
mm-hmm.
I want to buy it. Or maybe next time I come in, I'm going to buy another one. I'm going to buy one like that.
Uh-huh.
And you know you need money.
Mm.
And that thing is cheap to get another one. And you just, you know, tell them, okay, if you want to buy mine, I will sell it to you that.
Mm.
You ask them sometime. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
And you ask them, and you know, and he got a good deal. Mm. And time he met me, he met someone Haitian in New York, and he says he got one drum.
Yeah.
And the Haitian take, he got a two-inch drum. Mm-hmm. And time the guy go see the drum he got, and he say, oh no, you got a good drum. That's not two-inch drum. Mm-hmm. And now this guy think he got a better deal.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Because I was to play one tambourine in Haiti, you know, bass. And that bass is not for me, it don't belong to me. Mm-hmm. But it belong to, you know, to the manager I was to play, you know. And, you know, one tourist lady want to buy that bass.
Yeah.
But he want to buy it on same night.
Yeah.
But I know the money he offers me, you know, the money he's going to give me to me. I can buy about 10 bass like that for that money. I sell it,
yeah.
And the next day I go to tell them my manager that bass is break. I'm gonna give her another one because I don't want, you know, the manager say I'm stealing from her. And I go last I lean them and I buy another one and pay it better one than the one I sell.
Yeah,
yeah.
You see, because sometimes you got one drum and you think it's better, and next day you got another one better. You see, much better than that. You see. And you just buy it. Same like in Fitonto, let me one drum. And I go out to do show. Elian show, or Shukun, or Castel d'Haïti. And you want to buy that drum. I don't need Toto to sell you that.
Yeah.
You see? Because I know Toto need money. Right? Because Toto is the drummer, I'm the drummer. Toto need money. And I know how much Toto pay that drum. You know? And Toto know.
Yeah, I show them the way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know
just to go buy it.
The way to go buy it.
Yeah.
And you tell me, okay, $50. And I sell you $50 and I give Toto 25, 15 to 25.
Yes, because tomorrow is funny to another one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way Toto is sleeping and, you know, next day he take, you don't have no money to eat, and I call him, I say, Toto, hey, I sell you drum last night.
Yeah.
He said, well, I say, I sell it. Hey, man, it's $25. That's good.
You know? Okay.
But the tourist drum, you know, people make the tourist drum, it just, it don't think. It just make it to look nice.
Yeah.
And to sound American.
Look like
are there people who make tourist drums and they're not drummers?
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
some drummers.
Yeah. You know,
but some, yeah. No, the people do that. They're not drummers.
Right.
Not drummer.
They're not drummer. The people make the drum. The drummer, sometimes those drums come from countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same like Keskov.
Yeah.
Leogan, you know, and the people is skilled by, you know, just
the drum with somebody who's got it with skilled.
And he's in the city.
Yeah.
He buys it from a country person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Brings it into the city and sells it to the tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can from Port-au-Prince and you just go on Keskov and you make people to make it for you.
Yeah.
You say, no, I just need the drum, you know, to sell to tourists. And they don't take the time. They just, you know, make blah, 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 blah. And give it to you. Right? And he come in Port-au-Prince and he put those things, make it nice. Sometimes he put some poly. You know, polish.
Oh, polish.
Yeah, sometimes you do polish too. Same like this chair over.
Yeah.
Look like that chair, nice.
Yeah.
And
but you never see that on a voodoo drum?
No.
You just see paint on the voodoo drum.
Voodoo drum is painting and heavy.
Voodoo drum, but yeah, it's working.
But same like Anselm gonna show you one. He got one big tourist drum.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Great, I'm glad you told me that.
But okay.
Okay,
the two is your Ansem have.
Yeah.
I told him Ansem is no good.
But what, because he already bought it though.
No. Ansem don't buy it.
Yeah.
It seems like a Lal Haitian in New York. They don't know about the radar drum. Seem like you are. They just, you know, they just don't put their mind, you know, on voodoo ceremony and, you know, show, you know, and skin, you know, what kind of skin on the drum, what kind of wood to make the drum, how many pig you supposed to put.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
And Anselm, you know, got this thing on Washington, and you want a drum, you want one drum.
For
sure. Yeah, just, you know, he wanted drum to put on his house and his drummer come in to do show because Anselm used to do show.
Right, yeah.
And one girl was in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
and he told Anselm he's going to send them one drum.
Mm-hmm.
And Anselm think it's one good drum.
Yeah.
And he sent Anselm nice drum,
mm-hmm.
tall and big,
mm-hmm.
and he take his the first one he got in Haiti.
Yeah.
And soon Anselm told me, if it's not got a good drummer, you're not supposed to bring drum.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm going to bring my drum. And time I come, I told Anselm, that's no good.
Yeah.
You need that drum to put over here to just, you know, make American look at it.
Yeah.
Same like, you know, drum from your country.
Yeah.
But it's not good to do show.
And what about the drum that Bonnie got that time? Is that, would you call that a tourist drum?
What drum?
The one that Bonnie got that she was waiting for such a long time, and you said it was no good.
No, but that drum.
Is that a tourist drum, or is that just?
Okay.
What is it?
This drum is a good radar drum,
uh-huh.
but it's too old. It's no good. Because.
What part of it is old? The whole thing?
But okay, the skin is good.
Uh-huh.
The wood is no good.
Uh-huh.
Because the wood is picky. See,
uh-huh.
and time you put
yeah.
the pig inside, the pig can go down.
Uh-huh.
You see, because it go too much.
Yeah, my question is that a tourist drum?
No, it's not tourist drum.
It's just a bad job.
Yeah, bad job.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's different. Okay.
Yeah, bad job.
Okay. I guess I just have one more question. Okay, what are your feelings about tourist drums? I mean, how do you feel about, you know?
No, I don't feel nothing about it. I just
mm-hmm.
see it's nice because, you know, a lot of Americans, you know, buy material from my country.
Uh-huh, well, what about you, Tonton? How do you feel about tourist drums?
It is nice.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it is nice. It looks like Haiti drum. That's
yeah,
it.
And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But then if somebody call me and you got 3 tourist drum, you want me to play it, I say I'm gonna play it, but
uh-huh.
you don't have good sound.
Any country, because you know, African drum also is not sell you nice though. It sell you.
He got some tourist drum in Africa too.
Yeah. Africa too, you know.
You know, mm-hmm. you don't sell you some like good original drum,
mm-hmm.
and they sell you some tourist too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you see, because you know some drum, you know some African people say. They don't want lady to touch it.
Yeah.
Right? But,
some
you know, but it seems like on Haiti too, and somewhere they don't touch lady, you know, lady don't touch the drum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the same.
You gotta take that part, you know, you just do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just make drum with it, and give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you come and you see that it's nice, no, you buy it.
Yeah, man.
This drum. Mm-hmm. It's African drum, you see.
But listen. If you're the drummer and you're a tourist,
mm-hmm.
you don't buy a tourist drum because
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know already.
You mean
good.
Like Steve and
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, right. But
Ozzy
no. But Steve can get on that because Steve around me.
Mm-hmm.
I told Steve all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But if Steve don't know, Steve can buy, you know, tourist
drum
too.
Yeah.
But
well,
time.
Didn't Steve buy this?
Yeah, he's still by this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
you
time.
Work with him.
Yeah, I'll be with him, but, you know, he said he needed the drum so bad that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he buy it. And the next day, you know, he buy it at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next day, you know, I see the drum. I told Steve, I think that drum is not good.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, you know, I buy it already, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, but he said, that's good, first thing, that's good. But he's going to sell it in New York. And that's why, you know, I let him buy it. But then if somebody tried to wipe him off, you know, I might say, no, you know, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
what about the drums that I bought the first time I was in Haiti? Those were good drums. Right?
That's good radar, good Petro
I had
drum.
One rod and one Petro.
Yeah. But
they were
but those drums is for, you know, it's good drum.
Yeah.
It's not tourist drum.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I mean, if you don't know me, You can buy tourist drum too because you don't know.
Yeah.
You can sometimes you buy some dirty drum. Right? And dirty drum is better and look, you know, good drum.
Yeah.
Good looking. So I'm like, okay, those drum is good looking and another one.
Mm-hmm.
And another one I buy on Sodo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But another one is better.
Because it gives you a better sound.
Yeah.
And that's the main difference, it seems, from what you said. That
yeah, different
the kind
thing.
Of sound that it gives
yeah,
you
right.
Is,
yeah. Yeah. And the drop too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the drop. Because, you know, tourist drum, they don't take time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just to make some money quick.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, we almost got through the whole side of tape.
Yeah, you know, but...
Okay, that's all for my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Merci, monsieur.
Bye-bye.